Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's not seven, but eight-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. As is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Grace Lewis, the Center Director with Pathways, is with us today. And if you have not heard about Pathways, then you're going to get an earful today. And it's an exciting venture that is coming up out of the ground, as it were. Well, Grace, thank you for being here with
us
today.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
So tell everybody about the illustrious Grace Lewis.
Oh, well, about me? Well, I'm from Rock Hill.
How about that?
I graduated Rock Hill High School. Go Bearcats. I've been in the nonprofit business for about 20 years, working with children, working for the United Way. So I bring my nonprofit experience to Pathways to help us hit the ground running and meet our mission.
So it's interesting that somebody who's been as well established in the nonprofit world would be attracted to this brand new thing that had basically no track record.
That's right. Well, one of the things I pride myself in is working on new projects and bringing a skill set that I have, just creating things and putting processes in place. I can do that pretty well, and I love a new project and a new challenge. One of my mottos is I've been given a mountain to prove that it can be moved, and that's how I look at Pathways. It's a mountain, and I'm going to try to move it along with the community and the community of agencies that are here in Rock Hill.
I can't believe anybody has not heard about Pathways, but we do need to make that assumption. So how would you go about describing what Pathways is all about?
Pathways Community Center is a single point of entry facility so that our community members can come into a one-shop stop, so to speak, to get help for multiple levels of the things they may need, the continuum of care that we provide there, anything from medical, mental, housing, homeless, about to be homeless, help with Medicaid, Medicare, those kind of things. And we want our community members to be able to come there and get triage, so to speak. I had a friend say it's kind of like going to the emergency room. You don't know what you need, but you need to go to a place that has all that information where you can go in and get assessed and have those places be right there so you can literally walk down the hall and get the services that you need.
And heretofore, those services, which are here in York County, mm-hmm. were kind of spread all over the place. They are spread all over the place.
They are spread all over the place, and the agencies are doing great jobs all around town. A couple of things have made it easy for our community members. The bus system, which is wonderful. Every time I see a bus go by, I do a little shout. We do have a bus stop in front of Pathways Community Center as well. But having our agencies partner together and be part of our work and on-site co-locate, so to speak, really helps the community be able to come there and get what they need. And if they need to go back to the home agency, we can certainly get them back there.
And I think it's fair to say this was not a what I call a hard sell. In other words, the agencies, once they understood what Pathways was all about, really embraced the concept of being in one location where those who need help can go down a hallway rather than trying to traverse the county to get the services they need.
That's right. I've heard stories of people, especially with transportation issues, walking across town 4 hours to get to an agency. And then by the time they get services there, they're just too wore out and they get discouraged. It becomes a barrier to getting the next service. And what's amazing is, you're right, the agencies have come together as a community of agencies to want to be part of this and help us serve our community.
All righty. So let's tell everybody where Pathways is located, because it's not too far from where we are here at Substation 2.
It is not. It only took me 5 minutes to get here in my car. It is 546 South Cherry Street. We are across from the Sheriff's Department and next to the big cemetery, I say. We do have a temporary sign out front, so that's where we are. We'll have a sign over our main door, so it'll make it easy for folks to get into our building.
It is a 40,000-square-foot building.
Yes.
Single level on a large tract of land.
Yes, it is.
Matter of fact, we even have over an acre of green space behind.
We do.
So there's plenty of room for expansion, should that become necessary down
there
the road.
There is room for growth. We would love to see growth. Our main focus now is getting open and serving with the agencies that we have on deck. But there is room for growth. I would love to see a facility with more beds in it to serve our community. We do have a lack of beds in this county.
Well, speaking of beds, one of the only agency, as I understand it, that is in Pathways that has beds is the Haven, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
And the Haven is not operational yet. They're still retrofitting their space.
They are. They've completed demolition, and now they're working on the upfit, so they'll have a real nice place back there.
So let's take a look at your, as you call them, anchor tenants.
Yes.
Who are your anchor tenants?
Our anchor tenants are Carolina Community Actions, The Rock. Many of you are familiar with Renew Our Community. They used to be downtown Rock Hill, and now they are on the Pathways campus, and they'll have a new space. Our other anchor tenant is going to be, one of them will be Manor House. They're going to come and have a space there. And we will also have, we are working currently with the Salvation Army to get a kitchen going in our auditorium.
Isn't that something?
That looks wonderful. I love it.
So a lot of what's been going on since the building was acquired has been renovation. I mean, this is an older building, and with the help of J.M. Cope, you've had an architect who specializes in space allocation, meeting with the different agencies, defining what they really need versus what they think they might need.
That's right.
And how to allocate that space. And then the process is, once an agency says, yes, we want in, and the Pathways Board has approved that, then you actually have some type of a lease arrangement? Is that right?
We do. We currently have 37 agencies that have expressed interest in one way or another partnering with Pathways. We have some who have signed lease agreements. We have part-time space that some agencies have gotten. And then we have agencies that are by request that would like to use our space when they want to come serve their clients or use one of our conference rooms. But back to your point about the construction, if you Rock Hill folks out there, this is in the old West End Elementary School. So you can imagine some of the demolition and things we ran across to get this building renovated. And renovation continues. And hats off to J.M. Cope for the great job they've done.
Yes, it's it's not a particularly tough challenge for a company like J.M. Cope,
yeah.
But you're doing it piece by piece.
Yes,
which is how you have to do this thing.
Yeah.
So when you talk about The Rock, they are there at Pathways, but they're not where they're going to be. Is that right?
They're currently in our auditorium in a temporary space, and they're doing a great job of serving in the day shelter there. But they're super excited to hurry up and get in their new space, which is about three times the area of what they're in now. It's going to have a great day room, office space, a coat closet, a place where they can have their bicycle ministry, and it's going to be really great for them. So hopefully in about 3 weeks they'll be in there.
I was going to say about 3 weeks. Now, I think it's also important that people understand that when an agency, a nonprofit, leases space from Pathways, they're leasing it at a ridiculous rent. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Yes, we are not there to make money on rent, but we do want to charge something. We want folks to have buy-in into the building and just some a minimal amount to help cover minimal costs and some electricity. That's about it. It's really, really, really cheap.
The other part of Pathways, the whole building, because it has such a large footprint and it is adjacent to the Boyd Hill neighborhood, one of the understandings between the neighborhood and Pathways has been this building is going to be secure.
Oh, yes. We have the best security. We have Comporium has come out and done a fantastic job with our security cameras. We have 27 security cameras around the building. We have 24/7 security guards who monitor those cameras and do hourly walk-arounds around the building. And we're currently finishing up putting up 18 LED lights around the building in addition to the street lights. So the building is well lit and well monitored.
And got to thank Comporium again. Their Pioneer Club came out there early on after the building was initially acquired, and they just was a small army of Comporium employees using Comporium equipment, and they basically cleaned up the whole exterior of the place, which was quite a job.
Oh, yes, and we had piles of old bark mulch, and Comporium volunteers have come out and helped clear out a lot of the green overgrowth and getting that bark mulch out of there, because it was no good. It had been sitting there so long, but they have been wonderful. Wonderful with the phones, wonderful with help around the building. It's just been great.
Well, the community response to this has been incredible, and we'll talk about fundraising a little bit later. So we've got 37 agencies that have said we want to be involved one way or the other. And right now there are how many of those either in or are just about ready to come in?
13.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing, as we said, the construction is being done piece by piece. You talked about Salvation Army mm-hmm. coming in to open up a kitchen. Mm-hmm. Now that kitchen project is not done yet, hasn't started yet.
It's not started yet. We are, in initial negotiations with Salvation Army. They need to do a few things with their home office, and hopefully we can proceed from there. But the board has raised some money to renovate that kitchen, so as soon as we get a yes, we're ready to proceed, and that kitchen will provide a nightly meal to our community. We can, we've been approved for up to 99 people in that space.
So, all right, that's nightly meals. Now, what about meals at other times of the day? How's that going to be done?
Currently, for lunch, we bus people over to Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen. That's been a great partnership with them for lunch. But for right now at Pathways, we're going to focus on dinner and would like to look into the spring and summer of next year and talk about breakfast. That would kind of help a lot of our folks, especially the Haven guys that go to work. They could come get breakfast. They probably have lunch out wherever they are, but then when they come back to shelter at night, they could have dinner.
That's interesting. And the whole concept here is to try to get those who have hit the wall back up on their feet.
Right.
Through all the services that these agencies offer. Nobody wants them to be permanent members of Pathways. We want to get them up, get them going, get them back to work.
No, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, well, pretty soon we're going to get super busy. But at the same time, I was thinking, I really don't want to be busy. I would love everybody to have a home and be doing well. But, the city, things that are going on, rapid growth, people are kind of getting pushed out. We have our chronic homeless. We have homeless and about to be homeless. We've got a lot of people that have some issues, and we want to be the place where they come and get the information they need in one's place so they can move on to have a productive life.
And you hit an interesting point that I think people may not pay a whole lot of attention to. We are rapidly growing.
Yes,
we are. I mean, we're one of the fastest growing counties in the entire country in terms of population. A lot of that being driven by being next to a major metropolitan area. There's always going to be a certain percentage of the population who are at risk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been there since biblical times, and it's not going to change. So the question is, how is the community going to handle that? Are we going to handle it like San Francisco does and just let people do what they want to do mm-hmm. and end up with a mess? Or are we going to be proactive, which I think Pathways and all these agencies participating
I think Pathways is a great start to having a place where everybody can be directed and have that triage happen and then be part of creating policies going forward to deal with our people. We're going to have people that come through there that we're going to have a solution for them, and they're going to pick their bootstraps up and they're going to go on and do great. But we're always going to have a population of people, for whatever reason, they can't work, they have mental issues, or they're always going to be homeless. But where do we want them? We want them at Pathways. We want them in the shelter. We want them in the day shelter. I would love to see a 200-bed facility close to us so that our people that really struggle and really vulnerable will be there to get the help they need while this rapid growth is happening, and then everybody else is moving on to their homes.
And I think your vision is right on target, and I can see that happening. I mean, I just see the pieces slowly beginning to come together, and we don't want to go too fast. You got to get pathways up and running first. And
I always say layer it in. Get the layer, one layer one first, and then the next one.
So with all this going on, when do you think, I don't know, what kind of timetable do you see for when these 37 agencies will all be accommodated one way or the other? Is that end of the year?
Definitely, I would say definitely by the end of the year. And then past the 37 that's here, I'm looking at who else is not at the table with us that would want to be here. And let's don't leave out our churches. Our churches have really been behind this effort and supported it.
Right. And we're going to get into the other side of this, which is, you know, this takes money. A lot of money has been raised so far. A lot more money needs to be raised. We got a lot of people who are donating services of one kind or another. You know, this guy over here chewing a sandwich right over here?
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna help out with doing eye exams and what have you. We've got a barber shop that wants to give haircuts to people.
Yes.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going to make this work.
Yeah, and people want to help. They want to.
All right. With that, we're going to ramp up the Oliver Eye Associates table over here because it's time to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. We want to make sure everybody knows what the magic formula is here. Repeat after me the white letters when I say three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Y'all got it. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 Supper Salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with Grace Lewis, the Center Director for Pathways, which really is a wonderful new entity in our community. It's a one-stop shop for those who have got problems and trying to get back up on their feet. We've got 37 agencies throughout York County that are coming together one way or another to be part of Pathways. Hope to have them all in there and operational by the end of the year. A lot of remodeling and reconstruction underway by JM Cope, which has been They have been a wonderful partner on this thing. I mean, big time, and we could talk all day about that. Okay, this takes dollars.
Yes.
Lots of dollars. So what can you tell me about fundraising? Because I know that you had to buy a building. You got to pay off the bank for the building. You got operational expenses, you know, security costs, electric costs, personnel costs, what have you.
Yes. Well, let me start. Now, Grace Lewis came on board July 1st. But long before I came on board, a lot of board members and volunteers in the community got together with a wonderful vision and said, what if? What if we had this place where people could come? And from those humble beginnings began the group of people that came together to become board members to then start fundraising. They held capital campaigns, they had dinners, and really within about 18 months had raised the money to get a campus purchased and to get started with Pathways. And there have been several grants that have been written that continue to help us, and we're currently working on a fundraiser that will be coming up in September.
And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but I want to make sure we give a shout-out to the community, because the community stepped forward well beyond anybody's imagination. They adopted this thing. They loved it. Mm-hmm. And the community, I think, collectively probably has put in around $1.5 million, $1.6 million, something like that. And efforts are underway to come up with another million, $1.5 million, because we need that to do what needs to be done with this building and getting up operational. Okay. So one of your trusted, loyal members of the board is a wonderful lady by the name of Laura Holliday.
That's right.
And she has come up with a fundraiser that you all are doing in the fall. Tell me about that.
Yes, she and a group of women have pulled together to get an excellent speaker from Charlotte who started out not knowing a thing about fundraising and raised about $10 million to start the Moore House to house homeless people and to begin to serve that community. Our event is going to be at Brakefield out at Riverwalk on September 26th. It will be from noon to 1, and one of the great things about the event is there's going to be a girlfriend giveaway, a trip to Thailand. So when you purchase your ticket, you will be put in a drawing for a trip to Thailand. So we're super excited about that, and the luncheon will be in a lovely setting, and we can't wait for that to happen.
That's interesting. That's good. So there's a lot of different things that we're not going to spend a lot of time on right now that are underway to raise dollars.
Yes.
But you all have a website. It's a pretty interesting website. Mm-hmm. That explains very quickly in a video format, a couple of minutes of your time, exactly what Pathways is, how it works. And if I remember right, it's pathwaysyc.org.
That's correct. And I encourage everyone to go to our website. Again, Pathways with an S, yc.org. Check out our videos that talk about the what if, the seven keys to overcoming homelessness, our guiding principles and our guiding scripture, what we're in business to do and help our people. And, of course, you can donate on our website to help us further our mission and our work in this community.
Good. So you've got a little bit of everything underway.
Yes.
Lots to do. what's pressing on the to-do list right now?
Well, right now, still construction things.
Right.
A little bit of my job is the landlord duties, just going around making sure the place is clean, the light bulbs are getting changed, the constructions. We meet weekly with the construction crew, getting leases signed, setting up dates for people to move in. So that's a lot going on. I do have a wonderful committee that's kind of taking care of fundraising, so I don't really have to worry about it right now. They're working on that as I help get this building up and running. I've got great volunteers, a great board, a great community of agents that are all coming together. It's just making it wonderful.
I'm sure somebody is out there saying, okay, are you going to do some kind of a grand opening? Are you going to do some kind of a kickoff event that, now it's here, now it's operational? Anybody talking about that yet?
Yes, we are talking about the grand opening. We have not set a date. We are looking at the 1st of November for that. So we will have that out on our website and getting people to come over on that day. Love to have you, Manny, come out and some media. And we'll have some knickknacks and let people come and see the place and take tours if they'd like.
What about those who want to? You mentioned about churches. Churches have been very instrumental in this so far. And I'm assuming that includes not only dollars and cents, but hours of commitment of time they want to get involved.
Yes, I met with some church leaders yesterday, and we're talking about a cleanup day in October, which is a great thing. Churches love to pull together people, and they love to do that kind of thing. And we were talking about having a hot dog cookout and just doing some minimal things around the building to spruce it up for our grand opening in November.
Well, you know, everybody goes to a church, and one of the things that you learn when you're in church is that you're supposed to be out there helping other people.
Yeah.
What a perfect opportunity to do it.
Yes.
Under one setting, one single big entity called Pathways.
Yes.
Where you could come together and, you know, do a lot of things because there's a lot that needs to be done. The general public, if somebody's out there listening to this and say, look, yeah, I've got some free time, I'd like to do something, or I have an idea, maybe like we've heard, you know, several ideas have popped up. You're open to talking to anybody about anything?
Oh, yes. If you have some ideas, want to volunteer, please reach out to us at info@pathwaysyc.org. I'd love to talk with you about that.
info@pathwaysyc.org.
Yes, and we also have a great partnership with Winthrop. I just completed one of their little courses to be a task supervisor, so we can utilize the social work intern program over there. Perry Owen has been just wonderful to work with. Lori Foster, we're meeting to talk about her volunteer students coming over to Pathways and helping us out over there. So Winthrop is a great partner for Pathways as well.
Yeah, what a perfect location. I mean,
Yes. It's
just a short walk from Winthrop.
Yeah, they could walk there, really.
Now, you mentioned one of the anchor tenants is going to be Manor House. Now, that's not a household word. You ought to explain what that one's all about.
Yes, Manor House currently is operating out of Mount Prospect Church. They do a wonderful job of collecting food, and then on Saturdays they give it out. People come in and they can do a little bit of shopping, and then they get an additional box of food from Manor House. It's a wonderful operation, and we are so thrilled and happy to be part of that and have them come into our space.
And if you want to see it in operation on a Saturday morning, just drive up Findlay Road, and right as soon as you hit Black Street on your right-hand side is Mount Prospect Baptist Church, and you'll see little tents that are up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the pleasure of going in there and watching this. They're taking care of the grocery needs. I call it, it's like a grocery ministry.
Yes.
Of something like 75 to 100 families. And they've got more need than they have space.
Yes. So this new space will be awesome for them. We have a place for them to pull in and unload, a place where they can put all the refrigerators as soon as the renovations are done. And then they'll have a space where people can come in and check in and get their food. So it'll be great. And it'll be in the pathways where people can know that food's there and other folks can know that the food pantry's there and get their
It's amazing.
Awesome.
It's amazing how all this has come together.
Yes.
But I think it's also important for people to understand that this is, just because it's located in Rock Hill, doesn't mean this is a Rock Hill only.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is a countywide initiative.
Countywide. This is something to be proud of here in this county. And secretly, I would love this to be a model for the nation right here. You know, our town, Rock Hill, York, Fort Mill, we're all doing such wonderful things for our community. And this is just another step in being a significant community, having this available for those folks that need it.
Yeah, I think our mayor, John Geddes, has certainly said, introduced the concept we don't want to be just a successful city. We want to be a significant city.
That's right.
And this is one step forward. And as you pointed out earlier, with this brand new fare-free bus system that's just been operational a few weeks, I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, yes. I sit in my office and look out the window and watch folks get off the bus in front of our place. They go around to the Rock, you know, they're getting there. And then in the evening, they get back on the bus. It's just great seeing people utilize it.
Well, Grace Lewis, thank you for everything that you're doing with Pathways as a center director. I know this has got to be an exciting and challenging project for you.
Yes, it's wonderful, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And I would like to leave with one thing. Craig Curry, who operates Transitions down in Columbia, he told me, take care and keep helping people.
There you go. And with that, don't forget their website, Pathways, with an S, pathwaysyc.org. You get all the information right there. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We are surrounded by all these people from Oliver Eye Associates, and they're going to tell you how we make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. Are we all ready now? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Y'all got it. Have a wonderful weekend. It's high school football tonight on WRHI and the OTS Sports Network beginning at 6 o'clock. Be there on the radio. Bye.